Title: Noise Textures for Intros with Simple Racks Beginner. Alright, let's build some atmosphere. In drum and bass, the intro is often all vibe. It's tension, air, motion, and space before the drums slam in. And a noise texture is one of the fastest ways to get that rainy warehouse, tape hiss, vinyl air, or engine room feeling without making some crazy synth patch. Today you're going to build two super practical tools in Ableton Live using only stock devices. First, an intro noise bed rack. Subtle, wide, moving. This is the one that sits behind pads and little ear candy and just makes the track feel expensive. Second, an impact plus rise noise rack. This is your tension builder for the last few bars before the drop. And the big goal is that both of these are easy to automate with macros, so instead of drawing 10 automation lanes, you perform the whole intro with like 3 or 4 controls. Let's start by creating a clean noise source. Make a new MIDI track. Drop operator on it. In operator, go to oscillator and set it to noise. If you see a choice like white noise or pink noise, white is brighter, pink is a bit darker. Either works. Now we're going to avoid clicks. In the amp envelope, set the attack to something like 10 to 50 milliseconds. Decay can stay at 0, sustain at 0 dB, and set release somewhere around 300 to 900 milliseconds so it fades out smoothly when you stop the note. Then draw one long MIDI note. Make it 8 bars or 16 bars. Basically the length of your intro. Teacher tip here. Noise is constant energy. It's very easy to accidentally make it too loud because it feels quiet when soloed, but it eats headroom when everything else comes in. So we'll keep it conservative. You can always turn it up later. Now let's build rack 1. The intro noise bed rack. After operator, add an Audino effect rack. Inside it, we're going to make two chains. One is AIR, the top end and width. The other is body, the mid presence and a little grit. Rename the first chain AIR, and the second chain body. This is going to make your decisions way faster, because you'll think like a mixer, not like a pile of plugins. On the AIR chain, first add EQ8. Turn on a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave. Set the frequency somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Start at about 500. The reason? Your intro can have tons of noise, but your sub and low mids need to be reserved for bass and punch later. So we keep the noise out of that space on purpose. If the top end gets harsh, do a small dip with a bell around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe -2 to -4 dB. Keep it subtle. Next on AIR, add auto pan. This is your stereo motion. Set the amount around 40 to 70%. Set the rate really slow, like 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. So we're talking slow drifting movement, not tremolo. Set phase to 180 degrees so it gets wide. And keep the shape on sine for smooth movement. Next, add reverb. We're not trying to drown it, we're trying to place it in a space. Set size around 35 to 60. Decay time around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then set the reverb high cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz so the verb doesn't turn into fizzy hiss. Dry wet around 15 to 30%. Then add utility. Push width to something like 130 to 170%. And if it's too loud, just drop the utility gain by, say, -3 to -8 dB. Quick coach note, wideness and auto pan can feel amazing in stereo, but they can vanish in mono. We're going to mono check later, but keep that in mind. Wide is a spice, not the meal. Now the body chain. Add EQ8 first. High pass at around 120 to 250 Hz. Again, protect the low end. Optionally, add a gentle presence boost around 1 to 2 kHz, like +1 or +2 dB if you want the noise to read on small speakers. Next, add saturator. This is how you make noise feel thicker and more real. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And then, very important, pull the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If you drive it and it gets louder, you'll always think it sounds better, even if it's actually worse for the mix. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate slow, maybe 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. And keep it subtle. Drum and bass intros can get smeary fast if the modulation is too wet. Nice. Now we're going to make this rack playable. Go to the audio effect rack macro section and map a few key parameters. Macro 1 is tone, like filter tone. Map the high pass frequency on the AIR EQ from around 300 up to maybe 1500 Hz. And map the high pass frequency on the body EQ from around 120 up to maybe 500 Hz. The idea is, one knob that makes the whole texture darker or brighter without you hunting through devices. Macro 2 is space. Map reverb dry wet from about 10 to 40% if you want extra drama. Also map decay time from around 2 seconds up to maybe 8 seconds, so space can both get wetter and get bigger. Macro 3 is movement. Map auto pan amount from about 20 to 90%. Map auto pan rate from about 0.05 up to 0.35 Hz. So movement makes it more animated and a little faster, but still not rhythmic. Macro 4 is grit. Map the saturator drive from around 1 to 10 dB. And remember, if you go high on drive, keep an eye on harshness. Noise plus saturation can get abrasive quickly. Now, you can automate those four macros over a 16-bar intro and it will sound like you spent way more time than you did. And here's an automation tip. Don't just draw straight ramps. Try gentle curves. Keep it calmer early, then accelerate the change closer to the transition. That feels more human and more like a real build. Next, let's make it pump like drum and bass. After everything in the rack, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set Audivo from to your kick track. Start with ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you get about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on each kick. And a key coaching point, the sidechain feel is mostly release time. This audio version is shortened for playback.